Unbreakable Rogues, good morning, TGIF. Today is April 12th of 2024. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue, YouTube and at Unbreakable Rogue. You can send me an email at ubrogue@gmail.com. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets. This is the fastest, the stinking fastest podcast in the history of the world. 20-minute podcast, 20-minute high-power content for your motivation. If you're coming from work, if you're going to work, or if you're just in your home office like I do, let's freaking go. Today, word, it is, you remember, if you are in the motivation era or the, you know, if you have watched the Rocky movies, right? That my favorite song is by far, I have two obviously, but it's one, it is the Eye of the Tiger, right? If you are in your car and you're listening, the Eye of the Tiger is like automatically transport you to the Rocky, right? And you are either at the beach and you're like running and you're like, in our lives, if we don't have the Eye of the Tiger, that's why it is all, I mean, I implore you to have motivation books and read and just be a student on life, on how can you get better, how can we get better. And believe me, it is, I'm almost 50 years of age. I've been sober for 3 years. All my family is a bunch of alcoholics. So I broke the chain finally 3 years ago, right? So if you don't go through, I went through to crap for the past, you know, 50 years pretty much, but I never surrendered to failure. Like, you know, I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm still on the fight, you know. And you have to be the Eye of the Tiger, man. You know, like, but no, back on the streets, you know, like, to my time. You're like, if you're not at the gym and you put that song, man, I'm just to say the name, I'm like pumped, man. I got up this morning and I did a bunch of push-ups and I'm pumped. I'm bloody pumped, right? So, because it's your life you're talking. Right? And especially, I was reading a quote yesterday that literally single women, they have the most homes, that homeowners, that men, that single men. Single women, I mean, women, guys, guys, it's just for the guys, right? Ladies are kicking our asses. And you know, it is a good doggone thing. It is a good thing. Because you see, finally, women, they get sick and tired, they make less money than men, and they are thriving. And you know what? Bless our women that are on this planet for a reason. Like, I pray to my wife every day. If that wasn't for her eye, I'm telling you, man, these guys got the Eye of the Tiger. So shout out to all the single women business owners. And single women, that they are thriving and they're coming from bad relationships. They are thriving. They are kicking your ass. They are kicking my ass. I was like, no, you know, instead of competing, collaboration is the key, right? That's what I'm talking about. The Eye of the Tiger is like, if you don't have that little, you know, like that little fight in you, right? Like there's obviously, I don't know if it's a media circus, but yeah, right now I haven't followed because I've been busy doing my own stuff, right? And like the fight of Mike Tyson and Paul, right? And whatever the case might be, that dude, right? I don't know. I mean, I know Mike Tyson. I know he's old. I know the other guy's young. I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, I think whoever is more hungry to win and to train for that fight is going to be the winner. Could be him. I have no idea. And quite honest, I don't care. because I'm not Mike Tyson and neither do you. But if we have the eye of the tiger to focus in our own goals, literally I got a call yesterday about the guy, a company that wants me to NC State to do some work for them, but it's some of the area that I'm not gonna do anymore, you know, because I'm gonna focus in my real estate license and I'm gonna focus on my own development, right? And literally, I went to bed last night. If you've been listening to my podcast in the past, go and there's tons of episodes about meditation. I was listening to Wayne Dyer yesterday on YouTube. I've been encouraging you guys to get the YouTube Premium, because not only you get all the content without commercials, you got classes in Harvard, MIT, Yale, how to code. I mean, there's literally everything for everything in YouTube, right? And I'm pretty I'm a fan of guided meditation. I've been encouraged to listen to Kelly Howell, because she is a study the human vibrations that allows you to relax. So I was listening to Wayne Dyer yesterday and I got up so peaceful and so calm and so ready to for the day, because I've been injecting myself with the positive mental attitude, which, by the way, there is a book. It's called Success Through a Possible Mental Attitude, PMA, author, you know, by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone, you know, and prefaced by Og Mandino. You need to get that book today, this week. And, you know, back a few years ago when I was listening to someone tell me, oh, you got to read this book, and, well, I'm going to get it later. Now, if someone tells me, you know, I've been reading, obviously, I'm a great reader and I'm a scholar, so I'm studying, and someone, I'm going to get that book, like today. And forget about the downloads, and I'm going to get the ebook, and ebooks are certain things for, you know, for study and for, you know, maybe manuals that you can get. But as far as book, I like to have the books in my hand. I'm a guy that I love the smell of the books and just, I love bloody books. I love the fact that hopefully this planet still believe in the power of books. That's how the Egyptians wrote. I mean, they didn't have the access on books, and despite the facts, they created like those rolls of paper and they wrote that, and they have that. Now we have the ability of perfect that. But anyway, that's another story. So the eye of the tiger lives within us all these years. And until we decide to activate that, I said, you know what? I'm not gonna lose. I am not gonna lose. I was in a training last year and a guy was kind of like, you know, one of the managers, and she's like, yeah, you don't like to lose, right? I said, no, I hate freaking losing, right? So I got to keep myself motivated, even, and that's why I never had problems finding jobs or finding activities, because everybody saw my attitude toward it. You know, I did works like you will not believe, you know, like for example, people who work on an oil plant, which you know, pray for those guys that they work in oil platforms and they're, you know, all those riggers and all riggers, and they're like, man, they my respect. Or the guys that they have, they need to drive and the ice, those ice truckers, and they need my respect to every single one of those truckers in the road. Ice or no ice, these guys deserve respect. Construction trucks, because these guys are in charge to pretty much move all the crap and make sure that everything gets transported in a safely manner, right? So anyway, so the eye of the tiger, it is this internal like switch that you can turn on and off. And most of us during our lives, we turn that switch off because we're afraid of how people are going to perceive us. There's the problem today. People are afraid or how they think about us. You know, how we look through their eyes. And we've been brainwashed since we were little. We've been following the wrong crowd all these years. That's why I became the unbreakable rogue. And I've been, in all my life, I've been like, yeah, my way. Even sometimes the way that I choose, it take me to a whole different level and obviously making the wrong decision, but allows me to learn every single failure with my life is being like to, man, you know, I learned this, I learned that. Man, I'm not going to do that. Once I start building my team, I'm going to do that. I'm going to encourage, I'm not going to do it. Because I have all these folks that, you've probably been with a supervisor that screams and yells and it's all this like attitude. You know, it's like, what's wrong with these people, right? How can they function in a daily basis instead of working as a team? My goal is retire my wife this year, and she works with this individual. Like, she has, obviously, you can tell that she has marital problems, but she brings all the stuff to work. And my wife comes to me and say, look, if we were working as a team, everything will be like she's always trying to be, but that person is, and the problem is, if you're not have the intent to receive, if you're an individual, you're blocked by all your, whatever the case might be, if you're not into the receiver's end, now I'm ready to receive, like when you're ready to receive the baptism, when I got baptized, you got to receive the blessing of God. You got to be like, yeah, you know, you got to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right? The same goes to, and if you're not accepting the help and that you can work. I mean, I never understood, I mean, why people, you will perform better. Like, say, you know what? Yeah, we might not like each other, but, you know, we can, like in the movies, right? When you just after, you know, everybody makes a mistake and just basically just put your hand and just, you know, straight your hand. And so either the other person gives you the hand and get a handshake, or basically say, no, fuck, screw it. I'm not going to that route. But at least you try, right? So that person is pretty much, until my wife came along and she just like, basically everybody was afraid of that person, but my wife wasn't. So she was like, dude, you know, I'm the safety committee and you guys, and she was like, all the props to my wife, because she's like, yeah, she doesn't take any crap from anybody, right? That's the eye of the tiger that she has. That's what I love my wife, because she's like, man, and you don't want to be like, she's Italian, so she has this like, you don't want to mess with an Italian woman. And like I said, you know, women, like I was talking earlier, women have the eye of the tiger, and wait, because it is going to come in right now. I mean, we have CEOs and they are coming hard, and these guys are just like slipping in their whatever, but single women have the most homeowners that single men. What does that tell you? They're better organized. They have consistency. They see things that others won't. And believe me, you all guys, at these start, you know, and the problem is you stepped the toes on all these women, and that's the last thing you're gonna do. But guess what? The bosses, they're gonna be all women, and you guys are gonna be working for women. Because you guys obviously the proof that you guys can work together as a team. Guess what? These women are building even businesses with all women. They don't want any guys because they don't want that drama. Sometimes, you know, there's drama with women and women as well. But they're like mixing. They're trying to now they diversify. You know, they understand that, no, I don't want this drama. Let's get rid of it. You know, Gary Vee always talks about it. If these guys are not performing, adios, fire. You need to collab. You need to have an environment of if everybody has to be in the same goal. That's the eye of the tiger, right? So if you're not having that sense of responsibility to yourself, man, I mean, why are we living? Why are we just like, you know, it's just like, I never understood, but the Eye of the Tiger, man. So go listen to the Eye of the Tiger, put that music on, blast it, and you were, I used to go to, you know, driving at night at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was like, oh my, excuse me, oh, like, oh gee, you know, I don't have to drive at night anymore, so I'm 100% remotely. I'm like, thank God I don't have to. I mean, I drive, I'm 50, so I drove for so many years, and the snowstorm, and, you know, one day we there was a snowstorm, and which that dummy of my bus should have canceled. Of course, a guy, if my bus was a woman, it was a, nah, dude, why are we driving 50 miles on the snowstorm? As soon as I got there to my destination, they closed the school, the college, and it's like, I was like, bye, bye. But anyway, the Eye of the Tiger. Put it on the radio, and if you got like Eye of the Tiger, and this weekend is gonna be the Eye of the Tiger weekend. Cardinal, Patton, dun, dun, dun. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm not gonna fail. You're not gonna fail. You and we are not going to fail. As I was reading some quotes of the book, The Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill, The Success Through a PMA, he basically said, you gotta repeat yourself every single day. I am a champion. You were born a champion. When you were when you became an actually an embryo, you fight your way to the, you know, to the whatever, the fallopian tubes, and you go like a little sperm going to your destination, right? And you finally made it. This, you got you. That moment is that you the chances of you being born is, they said, is 1 in a billion. Like literally, you fought through thousands of thousands. That's probably what I became, the unbreakable rope. Because I'm a freaking fighter, man. I will not. I'm like, yeah, you put me down, and I'm gonna come back stronger. And it seems to be that, you know, that I'm defeated, but no, I'm coming. I'm coming, baby. Because the Eye of the Tiger lives within me since the day I was born. So I will fight through the death, and I will get what I deserve in this world. This world owns me nothing. I'm going to continue to serve, to help people. But at the same time, I'm going to help myself to fight. That's how I'm going to track my team. That's when I have quite a few now. My circle and the people that I actually pay attention and follow on social media is very, very small. And there's a couple of guys that these guys are for real, man. I need to be what these guys are, right? Yeah, I gotta be with this group. I don't have time with this. And I left all these losers like years ago. I moved to another country 30 years ago. Now I moved to another state, which is I'm around pretty much in the high end. You know, literally about 300 yards. They're like multi-million, like $3-4 million homes, $7 million homes, and I'm gonna go and upgrade. And after upgrade, I'm going to upgrade. And I'm going to continue upgrade because the Eye of the Tiger lives within me. Woo, man. I'm like, pump. You can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and @unbreakablerogue. You can share the podcast. You can share it. You can save it in your favorites. And email it to somebody. And man, let's get going. So this, hopefully you have a good weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. You know, finally, North Carolina, we're getting at the 80s mark. So it's going to be set perfect 72 weather. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to do some study, some work. And we have some plans for, you know, for the weekend. But we got to continue to focus in what's important for us. Let me have a sip of coffee. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Go get the Eye of the Tiger. And that's the good thing about YouTube. You can download all this on your favorites on YouTube. And you can put that song in your car. You can sync it to your music and your car and your Bluetooth and just blast the Eye of the Tiger. It really does help. And keep watching I encourage in movies, keep reading, encourage in books, and get your library going, man. Get your library going. Have a good afternoon. Have a good day. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Have a great weekend. See you next week.